Okay? If you have possible symptoms, you're experiencing coronavirus symptoms, similar symptoms, fever, cough, breathlessness, and if you've been in any of the affected countries, that's why I'm saying, is there the step by step? Because you just don't assume you have it. There's some procedures you have to go through. So they're saying any of the affected countries over the previous 14 days, or if you've been in contact with anyone who has been infected in the area, should call the nearest polyclinic. They will be interviewed, and if necessary, health officers will visit their home to clinically assess them. Now, this is coming from someone who would know. So I'm saying, if we watched the TV, and if I missed it, obviously that lady missed it, and some people might have missed it. So let me repeat, and I did say to her, I would imagine that you use your phone first, because she was saying she won't be comfortable getting on the bus and doing this, and she's right. So I want to repeat for all, if you think you're having some flu-like symptoms and you have traveled in some of the affected countries, you've been there over the last 14 days, and if you were in contact with someone who obviously might have traveled to as well, and you were having symptoms of fever, cough, breathlessness, you should contact the nearest polyclinic. They will interview you, and if necessary, health officers will visit your home to be clinically assessed by them. Okay? Is that...
That's the answer to what you and I have been talking over the last...
That's all I wanted to know, the step-by-step, which that person...
Step-by-step process.
Yes.
No, that is official as being read as one of the statements that are coming up from the Ministry of Health. Now, I come back to... your situation. I am not opposed to...
My situation?
Well, hate communication is involved, as far as Bridgetown is concerned, in the transition of Upper Bridgetown. I am all for it, but there's some conditions I could only get from the persons involved, and are we on time with the dismantling of the old NIS? Are we on time?
So far, yes.
We gave a time frame in relation to that.
5 weeks from the 17th of February, the old markets dismantled, the annex of the NIS dismantled, fire service dismantled, and right now as we speak, there are no on the fifth floor dismantling or deconstructing, rather, the fifth floor of the NIS building and going down to the fourth, and that will then mean a regular demolition over the next couple of days, providing all goes to plan and no rain. That's the plan. So far, they're on target.
So I'm being updated now that we are up to time as far as...
Updates are available every day from GIS and on the Facebook pages as well.
Now, I hope that those people who are listening, who pass and look at what is going on, would take what you have just said as reason, because some people have been saying that it don't look as if though they're going to keep to the deadline of having that building to the ground in 5 weeks.
Mm-hmm. Well, Mark, we want to thank you, and we're going to take a break. We'll be back. Welcome back. I just want to repeat what we said about the procedures that we must take, because we just had another WhatsApp asking, so after I speak to them, should I go down to the polyclinic? So let me repeat again. Anyone who is experiencing symptoms of the coronavirus, fever, cough or breathlessness, and has been in any of the affected countries over the previous 14 days, or has been in contact with anyone who has been in an infected area, should call the nearest polyclinic. Call first. They will be interviewed via the phone. They're going to be interviewed, and if necessary, health officers will assist, will visit their home to clinically assess them. So clearly the officers that would make that determination would obviously be outfitted in the correct gear, protective gear if need be. You're not to leave your home after the phone call, in particular if they're saying that they're going to come to you. And, you know, there's a lot of things that you have to do first before you jump to that. And again, if you've traveled and you've been in one of the countries, over the previous in the previous 14 days, or you've been in contact with persons who traveled around the same timelines, and you're feeling feverish and you have a cough and you're out of breath, then you make the phone call, then you listen and you take instructions from the clinical officers there, the medical officers there, and then if need be, they're going to visit your home and continue the assessment there. This is Down to Brass Tacks. You're on the air.
Hello.
Yes, go ahead.
A very blessed afternoon to you, Joanne.
And to you. I am well, and you?
I'm good, sweetheart. I'm not one of your regular star callers. You know, you have your celebrity callers. I am just an observer and a very good listener. What I want to say, you know, everybody keeps calling about different stuff, but I'm calling about, I listened to the letter the young lady wrote to you.
Mm-hmm.
And I understand, as a single mother raising five kids and being without a job, sometimes you walk the streets and you hold your head because you're thinking about, Lord, how am I going to, you know, pay my bills? And it's not easy. And the owners of the restaurants, I know these people. They're very charitable. Yes, the guy is a billionaire. I mean, he has money coming through all over, eyes, noses, whatever, but it's his money. It's his life. And when things like this happen, I'm begging people not to panic, but to pray, because he's a good guy and he does a lot of charity in Barbados. He's also a very generous guy. And there is a lot more in the mortar than people can see or understand why what he did, he did. I cannot say everything. I'm not privy to. I am aware of a lot. I'm a grown woman, and possibilities, the person I know and have met on more than one occasion, he might do this, but possibility he is connected to a lot of others that are close to him, that have millions too, partners, friends, whatever, and I believe in a God that is a good God, and people need jobs, and they need their work. And if he can do it, because he's not a young person, he's an elderly person. And what I was made to understand, he's not that well. He's been, because I believe in God. I don't believe in fear, I believe in prayer. And I am praying and I'm hoping that the situation can turn around. And if he doesn't do the reopening, that somebody close to him will take the reins and will continue. But we have to be very careful of how, I love your diplomacy and how you handle people. You're a fair woman. You understand? We have to be very, I know in this island, people always get on a bandwagon and they're of attacking. This is not the time to attack. We live in very turbulent times. This is not the time to attack. This is the time to pray. I hear complaints of the government, this, the government, that. This government is doing its best. This government took over pains and aches. And with whatever little they have, they are doing their best. I walked down Rendezvous Hill at 67 years old. I have never seen a stair down Rendezvous Hill. And I was able to see stairs going down Rendezvous Hill and coming up. You know something? We have to start being thankful and stop complaining. Because people talk and they really don't know what is going on. You understand?
Mm-hmm. I'm listening. And people, I think you're... You're right in a lot of ways where sometimes people don't know.
I'm trying to be fair. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to be fair. You know, man to man is unjust. And sometimes you don't know who to trust.
So true. So true.
You understand? This man is a billionaire, but this is money. He doesn't have to keep a losing business open, pumping $700,000 to $800,000 a year in the past 3-4 years and not getting a cent return.
But don't you think that the message here coming through from those who would have been on the, who would be in a bread lane now today, it's not so much what happened as how it was done.
Well, I tell you what, he's an elderly person, and sometimes none of us are perfect. Sometimes people make hasty decisions. We have governments that send home thousands of months, and we hear a word about this. And this one establishment, everybody's attacking. You know something? We have to be fair. We have to be fair because we cannot scare investors. We cannot scare people that want to come in here and invest their money to employ us. And then we start, as soon as something goes a little shaky or we're ready to attack. Because there are more people that can come in and take over and continue our to employ us. So we have to use the highest level of diplomacy. We have to understand every person do not react or act the same. Yes, it may have been done hasty, but you know, there's a lot of hasty things going on around the place.
Now, I'm the first person to say that not everyone does things in the right way. And it's not so much of what happens, it's how you handle it after
exactly.
It does.
Exactly.
And once it is now managed properly in the way that it should have been in the apologies and everything, and then I mean genuine apologies have been made, then we move forward. I empathize with those workers. It's hard. Anybody who's lost their job, and I know a lot of people in this country had at some point, you know, been given their walking papers, and they all have a story. But you know what? The sun will come out tomorrow. And once you have life, there's going to be hope. And I hope that they surround themselves with people that care, and people that will offer them some support. You'll probably know who your friends are in your time of need, I can tell you that much. And you move on. And trust me, life goes on. And it's going to be hard, but life goes on. And the faster you get up, the faster you're going to heal. And I want to thank you for your contribution. This is Down to Brass Tacks. You're on the air.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead. You're on the air.
Hi, Joya.
Hi.
And from my memory, I know that companies who set up in Barbados, they had to deposit $125,000 US. I think it was then, I can't remember if it was with the supervisor of insurance, which is now the FSC. But if that company decided to dissolve, once they met all of their encumbrances, which would be like NIS, if they had to, or their corporation taxes, because all of them did not have staff. They were served by management companies. Then they were given that repay, that $125,000 US. I don't know if it still happens, but probably like for future investors, that is what they could do. Ask them to deposit a sum with their FSC, so that if for some reason they decide that, you know, they want to move on, the money would be there to pay staff and that sort of thing.
Okay.
Because my daughter would have worked at Hugo's and they would have been paid well, like, for the last week. And then now it's, you know, you have to go to NIS. And she would have been there for a year this month. Right?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think after a year you can. Under a year, excuse me, I don't think you can collect unemployment.
I don't think so either. I thought it was 6 months, but I think from my memory,
there are a lot of rules, and sometimes you're a little surprised when something happens, and you go like...
There have been a lot of changes and stuff.
Yes.
To stuff, but, you know, that's just something I wanted to throw in. And also, with regards to the notice that you read from the health officials, last night there was actually a little, GIS would have done a little presentation, and you saw this lady calling like her polyclinic, and you saw Dr. Walter Ali, who is a medical officer at the Six Rose Polyclinic. He came and another doctor, and it So it showed you, you know, what you needed steps, so how you know, what you needed to do. The ambulance came, and they explained, and they took the lady. So I just wanted to
can I say this? GIS does a fantastic job, yes. But there are a lot of people who don't watch Channel 8. And there are a lot of people that may not necessarily go on their page. However, maybe expanding the message in various areas, if they haven't already, gas stations and the bank and so on and so forth, while you're standing in line. Because truthfully... But in all fairness, as I said, and I want to say GIS does a fantastic job, but
it is.
Channel 8, unless you're watching the first 15 minutes of the news, and in most cases, other media houses would have had gotten the story during the course of the day with all of the online avenues that they have, then some people may tune out because they already know what's coming. So
because I wanted to see Sharon McCaskey did a feature on myself, and I like to watch those. So that's why I saw it, and then I moved off to another channel.
Understood. But we need more information shared. We have the information, which I believe, based on even that caller and people WhatsApping me, it would be good if we can share it on other pages and encourage people on social media. Go on GIS's page with their information and share that information, because it's accurate information.
On the radio for the elderly people, because there are a lot of some elderly persons who might not necessarily go on social media, but they will listen to the radio.
To VOB, of course.
VOB or whichever.
Well, to VOB Life, the other stations too want its information, and GIS normally would share information with the other stations that they do have to carry. Again, maybe spot advertising is probably, it may not be in the time that other people are listening to, I'm not sure. But again, whatever we can do to share the accurate information, we must do that. So if it means going on GIS's page, sharing it on your social media, reading it to your neighbors, the elderly, off of your page in case they didn't hear the radio.
And
the church, oh yes, how can I forget that? Important. The churches. No, it's important because even with the community advocacy program that I'm a part of, the church has to play a big part in that. Like in St. Lucie Church, they'll tell you what their people are saying about the bus service and how can they get to church or not. And, you know, it's really important because the church is quite big. And you're very, very right. And I know GIS is listening. So if they can get some information to the churches so we can get everybody on the same page, let's push this virus back out of Barbados. Let's get it under control if it does come with the information that we have. All right, I want to thank you so much for your contribution. Down to Brass Tacks, 133, you are on the air. Good afternoon. Go ahead, Brass Tacks. Hello. Brass Tacks, go ahead.
I hear nobody.
Yes, you can hear. I can hear you, though.
Yeah, this is Mohammed Nasser. How are you?
I am good. What about you?
Yeah, I'm good. How the family? All good, too?
Everybody's good, thank God.
Yes, you too. Well, I call it about, I saw Judge Graves, who was one of I like nobody, but he's one of the men I highly respect in this country. Judge, I respect all judges, magistrates and police force too anywhere. I don't play with none of them because I think that the position gives them serious, important standards in the country to protect and help the country. But he is a special for me. But this is what I'm saying. He has an article in the paper yesterday, I think it was, where he was thanking the jurors and so forth, the fantastic work they did. And then he was giving them a lot of advice about how to deal with the homes and the children and things like that, which is also great. But the truth, and then he also mentioned, he said that the church alone can't do it, which is also true, but the church don't do much anyhow, so they should start to do more. But this is what I want to say in this country, and I am going to say all the time. Tomorrow there's a horse race called the Gold Cup. And 8 or 9 horses running in the Gold Cup. Every horse would have a bit in his mouth or her mouth. Everyone would have a jockey on the back with a whip. And everyone would go to the starting gate and jump out. And they would be beaten, who would be beaten on anything to try to win the race. The truth is, when the race finished run, the only thing that the people interested in is about who win the Gold Cup. In Barbados, the reason why we are in so much trouble with our children, especially our boy children, is that somewhere, somehow, you have to get it in the heads of these government, all of them, including the present one, that we must find a way to get industry and agriculture going again, because in the 60s and 70s, the acceleration of agriculture and manufacturing in Barbados put this country at a level that was unbelievable. Today, and by the way, let me go a little further because I am not playing what I'm talking about this radio, but on this country. The people, and the white people, like I said, the white people in Barbados realize they're not fools. They realize that the acceleration by industry and agriculture was doing so well for black people that they knew within a certain amount of years that they would be making the black people get excess finance and they would start to invest in various kinds of things and most likely would challenge them for position in this country as leadership. The truth is that we in Barbados have to change this idea of believing that the white people in Barbados love black people. They don't love you, or they're right not to love us because we do not love ourselves. We must learn to mobilize our resources and work towards the development of our own before affecting other people, like the Indians do. The Indians in this country do not get no special treatment from the wealthy white people in this country, but they work out early. That if they work and mobilize their resources amongst themselves, that they will become prominent forces in this country. And all I've been trying to do all the time is tell black people to do the same thing. Please understand that the doctor and the lawyer that black and the judge and so that black, they're no more liking for you than the average person on the street because white people know that they don't dislike you as such, you know. What they worry about, the genetic change. And as long as you continue to see successful black people in prominent positions, well-educated, no candy, they know that they're white women, they're white men, they link with them and they would not have their rest no more. They know that.
I want to ask you a question because have been here for a year. You call me from time to time. You call Dennis, and we know that. But here's my question to you, Brother Nasser.
Any question?
When you continue to preach what you preach about the separation and the divide and the rule and the classes and the races and so on. Is there anything that you want to add to that so that we can bring people together? As opposed to mentioning the things that divide us, is there anything that can unite us that we have in common with despite the races that we can do in order to bring a more peaceful world, a more integrated world, and, you know, bring us into the 21st century type of thing? So you always talk about the problems. You always say, you know, the mentality, and this is why black people and this and that, and the third, and the white people and this body don't like this body and this body don't support this body. How can we fix that?
Okay, it's very easy. Very easy. Mm-hmm. You are a mother of 3 children, I think you said?
Two. Don't put another one on me, please.
Right. Uh-huh. 2, okay, no problem. 2. You're a mother of 2 children. Mm-hmm. Do you have to school those children sometimes? I don't talk about beating the fools that parents do to children.
I talk with my children still. Yes. Huh? Still, right, yeah.
The reason why I have to keep saying the things that I am saying is because every time a government in this country changes, the same people get all the access, get all the support. And black people and black field business are still at the same level. There must be a discussion in Barbados where some government, and I believe that we have a prime minister, got that level of intelligence that could do it. Some government must sit with the black people, the Indians, and the white people in this country and sit down and discuss how we can bring more economic balance and success to black people in this country. That is what they must do. You can only talk about the wrong. If you want to correct wrong, you have to talk about it first.
But I can ask you this. That's government. What can you do, NASA? Seeing that you are preaching it, and I'm saying that what you're saying is wrong. What you're saying exists in today's world, but how can you, the individual, now go about change?
You make me feel a little better there. Mm-hmm. You make me feel a little better there, because remember, as I said, you don't think what he's saying is wrong. I am saying no then, since you accept that.
I accept that some of what you say happens. Go on.
I didn't want to stop, but if it's happened, it's wrong.
Well, I didn't say that. Just some of it.
I'm beating women, and people said I'm beating women. This is wrong. Then what he said happened is wrong. I am saying now the time has come in Barbados where the very few white people in Barbados must start sitting down with black people and find ways and means to mobilize some of their wealth that they generate from the black people, that they mobilize government after government and dominate and get, and really sit down for how we can bring some finance to the black community so the black community can start developing forward too. Far from that, we are saying all the black business being wiped out. And the white people's business are expanding. And the Indians are expanding, but the Indians are not fools. Black people don't think, but Indians do. So the Indians mobilize their resources and work for Indians. Black people walk about always want to see not another black person succeed. But the white people in Barbados, you got a car in Barbados, a whole set of motor cars being sold. Not one black agent in Barbados for a car. Not one. You got not one. They ain't one.
No. What? But I don't know if you answered the question yet, and maybe I missed it.
You preach
this all, which is true. Black man gets a little break, and other black people won't pull him apart. White people get a little break, other white people support them. Similarly with the Indian community, the Arabic community, yes. Jewish community, yes. I'm asking you, here on this little 2x4 island that we live in, that we should not be having this problem.
There's what that means, 16 by what? 21?
166. But what I'm trying to say is, what I'm trying to say, NASA, they're not even quite 300,000 people. But I'm saying that if we continue to preach in the way you preach, even though what you're saying is factual about the division, if you keep doing it, it doesn't do anything to bring us together. It only speaks of the negative. It doesn't really speaks of the positive. It doesn't speak about uniting. It always speaks about dividing and the division that is occurring. All I'm asking is, how do we bring that together better? You said government needs to speak to it.
Well, I'm not giving all the work to a few people and sharing some of the work. I'm breaking some of the work and let more people get some.
But you're only talking on a business level.
A minority group, huh?
But it's deeper than just business. It's deeper than just a business thing.
No. First, this is business. Don't about for you. The world, all the wealth in the world is controlled by about 2-3% of people. So the first is money. No. It's money. So the truth is that they've got the money to dictate and mobilize and do whatever they want and demand that even the left hungry countries in the Caribbean do what they want. So it's money.
But tell me something. When a black man now arrives, if you want to put it that way, I remember, he's arrived. He's a Tyler Perry. Normally, you should extend now the ladder now so the rest can then climb up. But what does that black man do?
Nothing. All he do is get from.
So how then can white people be blamed for wealth and sharing it and so on and so forth? You see, when you say A, you're going to say B.
They're the people who slaughtered, killed, and enslaved the people.
But that was then.
How mean then? Right now, a change.
Oh, really?
They own everything, whatever change.
Well, no. Let me rephrase that. Slavery might have taken on a different way of how to do things. But
Mike, you know that mistake. The idea you look. If I don't get work, I am in trouble, right?
Mm-hmm.
The idea you lost a job unjustly, you would have been in trouble. Thank God, your ability, your intelligence, and so that you've been able to work yourself back into the position that you deserve to be in. But if you had met some people who keep telling me, I'm glad enough, man, who think she is, I can do everything to block her from succeeding, you would be in real trouble, Miss Head. The truth is in Barbados that the white minority takes total control of the union, of the churches, of the government, and they are not doing enough to help our people, and they get all from all right. our people.
I'm not saying I disagree. Well, the part is the gray areas here for me would be that black man that reaches the top of the ladder and kicks down the ladder. Has nothing to do with white people. Sorry, there's nothing. I know a lot of white people who are more charitable to black people themselves to each other. That's another thing. And I want to comment on something you made about. Let me comment. Yes, there is me. Let me just say this. When you talked about, I was retrenched, but there's one thing that everybody don't have that personality, but I would like to encourage people to have the personality that when they throw you to the wolves, you come back leading the pack. And that is something that can be shared with all individuals who may feel down today. So what if people throw you away or you don't get your chance? You can get it if you want it bad enough. And you made a comment that I don't agree with. You said if people block you. No, I'll tell you this. You said, if people had blocked you, they can get. You know what? There are people who block people every day. And you know what? You're welcome. You're welcome. You know why? It makes you stronger because they can't block you every time. So, you know, if you can be bought, And you want to subscribe to that kind of mentality where you can allow a person to buy you so they control your every move, then I can understand when that happens.
That's what's happening in Barbados. You trying to think that we're in heaven?
Well, NASA, I want to thank you, but let me tell you, it is not everybody who has that mentality. And thank God that there are some black people that I know that are fighters. And when I say it, I'm going to say it again. They are black people who have been thrown to the wolves and they come back leading the pack. The prime minister is one of them because, truthfully, she was thrown to the wolves. Sorry to put it that way, but everybody who's living here knows that. But look where she is today. There are a lot of people who are publicly, privately thrown to the wolves and they come back even better. And that's what life is about. Don't worry about getting kicked down. Worry about how you can get back up. This is Down to Brass Tacks. You're on the air. Good afternoon, Brass Tacks. Go ahead. Yes, go ahead.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
Second time I'm speaking to you.
Okay, well, welcome again.
You're doing a very good job.
Thank you.
I admire how you have brought children set up your company. Yeah, it really can give the young people ideas as to when they're, as you were just saying, disappointments, and even not disappointment, but...
Well, you will be disappointed. You're human. You're going to be hurt. You're going to cry. You're going to be depressed.
Yes.
Trust me. You're going to be depressed as hell.
Yeah.
But,
I was working with a high-end firm at some point in time when I was younger, and two of the long-standing members were dismissed, and I was in line for one of those jobs. Two was dismissed in the same day. I was in line for one of the jobs, permanent, right? And the job was given to two newer persons that were relatives to the manager. So it was like, I felt so frustrated. I left because they only gave me then 3 days to work. So this is it. I didn't get a position, and then only 3 days to work. So bus fare and all that would have taken away what little I was working for. So I leave, and I went on to do something else. I didn't get as much money on the new job, but I felt comfortable that I wasn't going to work all frustrated and confused and saying the same old every day. But I just say it can rise above those things. But I really felt bad. Felt really bad about it. But.
So how are you now?
No, that happened when I was younger.
But how are you now? Like, throughout your life, is it something that scarred you? Is it something that have you fearful of getting jobs and doing? How did that?
No, I'm not. I'm looking to retire, not getting jobs. But I do many other jobs and so on after that. Enjoy my work.
It made you stronger?
Of
you
course.
Think so? There you go.
Of course.
There you go.
Yeah, so I just...
Look, I don't want to give people the impression here. I mean, people are making some comments, and I don't want to bring my personal life into it because we're not here to discuss that. But generally speaking, not everyone can set up a business, but everybody needs support. And sometimes it's just that mental support. And I know people have their families. If you don't have families, you've got a friend somewhere. Mm-hmm. Normally, you kind of figure out who's for you and who is not. Because you know how that rolls, right? You got, you see everybody you don't have, then you don't see. But the good thing about that is you always remember who's been there for you, and you never forget them.
And I look, you see, prayer, there's a God above who made you. You look in the mirror, you see yourself, you came into the world, you didn't make yourself, and you trust God with your life, the life that he has given you, and you pray about everything, and you learn to have patience, and some things will come about. When you do a job and you do it well, people don't forget. Right? Mm-hmm. Sometimes those same persons are saying back to you. So, it's, you know, just a word of encouragement.
Well, or at least you said you do. You know, as I said, not everybody could come back leading the pack, but you just, you come back, though. You get up and you come back. But I want to thank you because we got a full board here in a couple of 9 minutes. So let me just see if we can get some more calls in. God bless. You take care. Have a fantastic weekend. This is Down to Brass Tacks. You're on the air. Good afternoon, Brass Tacks.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
I'm calling you all the way from Alabama.
Alabama. Shiny. Okay.
Yeah. I was just listening to NASA, and as you said, he made some very great points. But I think that the problems that we have in Barbados are not necessarily the problems are created by the white man or the Indian. There are problems that we create for ourselves by our approach to life, our mentality. If you believe that you're inferior to someone, and you don't have to believe that you're inferior by what I'm saying I'm inferior, it is expressed by the way you behave and the way you treat yourself. We tend to have a very negative view of ourselves as individuals and a negative view of ourselves as a group. For instance, we have what? How many millions do we import, especially for food? And most of it is unnecessary. Most of it is unnecessary. We've reached the stage where we don't want to, for instance, we define ourselves in such a fashion that if you're not, quote, a doctor or a lawyer or somebody in what we call the professional status, you're nobody. So somebody's son wanting to be a tailor, an electrician, we see it as though somehow he's nobody. And that's not true. Because as long as you are gainfully employed doing something that is legal, you are important. Where would we be if we didn't have plumbers, electricians? How could you go to the university? There'd be no university. Who was going to build the university?
Well, even if you didn't have a job, you're still somebody. That's the way I see it.
Of course you are. Yeah. You are somebody because before you can get a job, you have to first think of yourself as being somebody qualified and competent enough to do that which you need to be doing. I, for instance, I've gone through all these different phases and whatnot. I left Barbados as a 19-year-old, fresh out of high school with papers and whatnot. And when I arrived in England, you know, people wanted to do all kinds of things to you. Mm. I had to persevere. And guess what?
This is my friend from St. James that is in Alabama right now that's talking to us. Okay. But the thing is, as much as I wish you had come in earlier, we have a full board. We got 4 minutes, less than 5 minutes to spare. And if you can allow some other people quickly to get in, I would appreciate that because I know how we speak even when you and I speak off air at times back in the days. I know you can give me a run for my money when it comes to talking. So let me just give one or two other people. You know, but we always get these deep. I just wish you'd call in earlier. I like your conversations, but it's got to give you some time to fully develop your points. And today I might not be able to give you that, but I want you to call back next week when I'm on. Okay? Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye. Hope I didn't lose these callers. Down to Brass Tacks, you're on the air. Brass Tacks, go ahead. Brass Tacks, go ahead. Brass Tacks, go ahead, please. You're on the air.
Good afternoon. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Right. I admire you just now for what you say. I like some of the things that Nassau says sometimes, mm-hmm. but he becoming monotonous. Mm-hmm. He talking like he would like somebody to take away the people, white people things and give it to us. White people work hard to get where they are too. They got a point to rise. A jail, they leave our point jail for tomorrow. We got a point, we cook the whole point and eat it. We don't like each other. We don't like ourselves. I saw you, I see you going down the road in a dress. I find all kind of ways so you get that dress unless mm-hmm. you were on it before it.
The jealousy
thing. We don't like each mm-hmm. other. We don't, so we would never get anywhere that we
A black man has a little bit of money. Someone says he's selling drugs. You know what I mean?
A black man can't drive a BMW unless he steal it from somebody.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You understand? Mm-hmm. I come to work with you, and I'm a black woman, you're a black woman. The first thing I can go and do is tell your supervisor all kinds of things about you, and I don't even know you.
Mm-hmm.
You understand me? We can't get it, but Indians, you know what a Jew told me one day in England?
What?
He said, look, we will always get through. If my son wants some drums for £25, all of us can join together and give him. When your son wrong, all of us can join together and give him. Amy, a man told me at my door that Bajans would never get through. No, you would never see an Indian come here from mm-hmm. India and work in the field or do Mason work.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, my take on it is this. In closing, there are more things that unite us than divide us, and we are concentrating too much on the things that divide us. And if you take a minute and start jotting down a list of things that unite us, you see that we have more in common as human beings, and then we move from there. I want to thank all of our callers. I want to thank Dennis Johnson and Michelle Brathwaite because they both shared the chair today. And our listeners, of course, have a fantastic weekend. Enjoy the Gold Cup. And until we meet again, God bless.